The next patient is Robert Ruiz. The last name is R-E-E-S. Number one, clinical case of an 81-year-old, a white male that is a CKD stage 3B with some degree of proteinuria. The patient has been taking the Kerendia. The proteinuria is coming down. To 594 milligrams per gram of creatinine used to be in the 800s. We are going to continue with the administration of Kerendia. The refill was sent to the pharmacy. Samples were given to the patient. In the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient increased the estimated GFR from 29 to 36, and the serum creatinine came down to 1.8. The patient has a better control of the blood sugar. It continues to lose weight. Following number, in the CBC there is a tendency to decrease the hematocrit from 11.2 to 10.8. We're going to investigate the possibility of iron deficiency, B12, or folate. This could be associated to the loss of kidney function that he experienced in the past. For the time being, we are going to order that workup. Following number, the patient has diabetes mellitus. He has been losing weight. He is down to 155 pounds. We started at 169. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.1%. Following number, the uric acid is down to 6.2 milligrams per cent. Following number, the urinary sediment is consistent with a hyaline cast, no evidence of bacteria, no evidence of RBCs, period. Following number, the patient has coronary artery disease that is followed by Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A. Following number, arterial hypertension that is under control. The blood pressure reading today is 119 over 59. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. The patient has peripheral vascular disease that is being evaluated by Dr. Saka. S-A-A-K-A, who ordered a contrast MRI. The procedure was not done because of the elevation of the serum creatinine. However, with this degree of proteinuria, the risk was explained to the patient that is even less in contrast MRI than in contrast CT. The recent evidence has demonstrated that the patient is willing to take the risk, and we are going to communicate with Dr. Saka to see whether or not he agrees to the procedure. We invested a 14-minute review in the lab, and in the face-to-face 20 minutes, in the documentation 7 minutes.